Rob Zacari Show. Don't forget, guys, you could follow us on Twitter, and that's at Rob Zacari Show. At Rob Zacari Show. Don't forget, you can also go to the website, RobZacariShow.com. RobZacariShow.com. Go there. Go there. It's good stuff. You will enjoy all we have to offer. So go there. Obama was, I didn't get to all of it on that, on the break. I didn't get all of it, but I got a little of it. I got a little of his spiel. Like I said, he didn't talk about banning trucks. He didn't. I know people get a kick out of that. And I'm not the only one who was throwing that around. Not the only one that was throwing that around. But he didn't talk about banning trucks. He said, we will not relent against terrorists. We will not relent. You know, every time you hear Obama talk, he acts like, you know what we all made fun of Rubio and Cruz every time they lost one of the primary, like one of the states, and they came out and talked as if they won. Remember that? Everybody made fun of Rubio and Cruz. They finished third, and they come out and they're like, yeah, we did what no one else thought we would do. We defied the pundits. Yeah. You finished third, stupid. Finished third. So we all made fun. Every time there's an attack, Obama comes out and talks about fighting terror, and we will not relent against terrorists. And I mean, he talks like we just destroyed a stronghold, or we just killed, 8,000 of them. Or he talks like we're winning. He talks like there was no attack. Like a guy didn't just grab a semi truck and run over 84 people. Or someone grabs a gun and shoots up a nightclub, or cuts people's testicles off and feeds it to them. He acts like that didn't just happen. The guy is delusional. He's delusional. And the only reason he's existed this long is because the media, but just they perpetuate this BS because they're delusional. Wolf Blitzer is delusional. Jake Tapper is delusional. Cuomo. It's like everybody always talks about, oh, the media is not liberal. They, that's just a Republican talking. What are you talking about? Chris Cuomo, brother of Andrew Cuomo. The sons of Mario Cuomo. You can't get more liberal than Mario Cuomo. Andrew Cuomo. A Cuomo has got a head job at CNN. You stupids. Oh, you don't know if that's not liberal. What are you talking about? George Stephanopoulos, the guy worked in the Clinton administration. The guy was part of how do we get out of this plot? How do we get out of that? How do we do this? How do we do that? How do we BS America? And he runs ABC News. Jesus. No Republican could ever have gotten away with what Obama's gotten away with for 7.5 years. For bad things to constantly happen and get on TV, we will fight, we will continue to fight terror, staying true to our values. What does that mean? Can someone tell me what does that mean? We will fight terror, staying true to our values. Well, we haven't fought terror. We've been losing. We fight. What do you mean we will continue? What do you mean we will continue? We're not fighting. An 11-year-old boy from Texas and his dad killed in France. They were there. They were there. More people from Texas killed because of this president. It's a shame Texas isn't a swing state. It's a shame Texas is red as red can be. But in the past 2 weeks, Texas, they're like the whipping boy. Cops, slaughters of Obama. Telling you, what he gets away with is astonishing. It is. It's astonishing. Liberals, Democrats in general, what they get away with is astonishing. And I'm going to say it again. I say it on every show. That's what we do. Just like Mark Levin always talks about the Constitution. Glenn Beck always talks about God. Meghan McCain talks about food and just having no talent. And I will continue to talk about the media. And we Republicans will never, ever get out of this quicksand. We will never get out of this mud. We will never get out of this liberal gook until we control the media. Until Sheldon Adelson or the Koch brothers goes and makes Time Warner or General Electric these conglomerates, until the Adelsons and the Kochs, until they go and make these companies an offer they can't refuse, we are doomed. As long as the Jeff Bezos control the Washington Post and NBC's and Zucker over at CNN, as long as all of these people are in control, we will never, ever, ever get out of this muck. Because they will never report the truth, always sugarcoat. They will always, always put lipstick on the ugliest, most disgusting, vile-looking transgender and try to tell us how beautiful he, she is. They will always dress up the ugliest thing in the room and tell us how beautiful, how breathtaking that person is. Even if it's a chupacabra. Isn't it a beautiful, beautiful, it's a chupacabra. It's beautiful. No, it's a rabid, dangerous animal. No. As long as liberals control the media, there will never be outrage for when a Democrat says it's easier to buy a Glock than it is for a kid to get a book. A kid can buy a Glock easier than getting a book. Wow, that's just an odd exaggeration. That's more than an exaggeration. If you're going to say Donald Trump is a liar when he says illegals that are here in this country, not all illegals, but some illegals are rapists and pedophiles. If you're going to say that is a lie, a xenophobic lie, and that's dangerous rhetoric for this country, and Muslims celebrated 9/11, Muslims in New Jersey celebrated 9/11, thousands celebrated 9/11. If you're going to say that is a lie and it's dangerous, if you're going to say those things are lies and those things are dangerous, and you're not going to call Obama out as saying dangerous and things that are flat out lies, then you should go back in time and put yourself on the boardwalk in Nice and stand in front of that truck and let it run you over. Because that's what your life is worth. It's garbage. It's worth nothing. For you to say Obama just exaggerated on something that is such a lie. And dangerous. To the soft-brained, soft-headed millennials that hear Obama say that, then actually walk around and go to their little buddies at Starbucks. You know, a kid can get a gun easier than getting a book. That's why we have to ban guns. Pass me the almond milk, please. And you never saw anyone on CNN. You never saw anyone on ABC. You never saw anyone on NBC. You never saw anybody on Charlie Rose. You never saw anybody in the morning shows say, wow, Obama talking about Glocks and books, that was just straight up a lie. Talking about fighting terrorism and staying true. And what is he talking about? We're getting our asses kicked. We're getting our asses kicked. Our allies are getting their asses kicked. When you've lost 300-something people to terrorist attacks, you've been hit three times in less than 2 years. You're getting your ass kicked. France is getting their ass kicked. If I lived in France, I would be gone. I'd be gone. I'd be like, you know what? I'm out of here. Where are you going? Wee wee, boom. Well, here's the thing. It's not safe to be here. What are you kidding? No, what do you mean? What am I kidding? You can't go to a nightclub. You get killed and get forced to eat your own balls. You can't go to work. Can't write a comic book, a newspaper, without someone coming in and shooting you in the head. And you can't celebrate our 4th of July. You can't take a walk down by the pier, by the water, without having a truck run you over. So there's nowhere to go. You go to a nightclub, you get forced to eat your balls. You go to work, you get shot in the head. You take a walk on the pier with your kid, your girlfriend, your wife, your boyfriend, whoever. Any car runs you over. It's not safe to be here. I'm out of here. Later. And nobody says, oh, Obama. We're not winning. Your strategy for 7.5 years have made ISIS stronger. You're the guy that said they're a JV team. You're the guy that said, you got nothing to worry about. We're the Cowboys. They're the Mustangs. Got nothing to worry about. No. No. We're the Mustangs. Hell, we're not even a JV team. We're a flag football team. Okay? We're a flag football team. And ISIS is the Cowboys of the 90s. They're the Patriots of the 2000s. We're a flag football team. And Hillary Clinton has the exact same policies. And whenever there's a Hillary Clinton representative, whenever any of these people go on TV, they never get challenged. Breonna Banks and the rest of these dummies, these women bobbleheads. The rest of these stupids, they never say to them, listen, I got a question. When the president says, we will fight terror staying true to our values. What is true to our values? And what is fighting terror? We're losing. Apparently, that scenario, that strategy, is not a winning strategy. We're going to keep fighting terror, staying true to our values, but we're losing. So, can we fight terror without staying true to our values? I would rather... I know in life you don't want to cheat to win at a game. It's not a strong value. You don't want to be old and go, oh, I got this gold medal because I cheated. That's not promoting good values to my children or my grandchildren. But we're not talking about an effing game. We're not talking about the Olympics. We're talking about life or death. We're talking about our country. Talking about our safety. We're talking about being able to walk down the street without having a truck run us over. We're talking about going to a club without it being attacked and then having our testicles cut off and being force-fed our balls. That's what we're talking about here. So you know what? F my values, okay? F my values. I don't care about my values. I want to fight and crush terrorists. I want to feel safe. I'll worry about my values after I'm safe. Okay? I'll pick my values up and I'll go, hi, values. I'm sorry I had to abandon you. I'm sorry. I'm sorry I had to be a horrible, horrible person. Yes, I'm sorry I had to waterboard again. I'm sorry I had to surveil mosques. I'm sorry I had to force feed people rectally with hummus. Yes, I'm sorry. I'm sorry I had to literally bomb cities. I'm sorry I had to kill women and children. I'm sorry I had to do all of these things. But guess what, values? We're safe. Yes, values. I can walk up here without a truck running me over. I can go to a nightclub. Gay or straight. I can hit the bathroom searching for glory holes if I want. And somebody's not going to come in and shoot me in the head. So values, welcome home. Now let's repair ourselves. Let's repair our inner being. Because we've been apart for far too long. That's fine with me, ladies and gentlemen. staying true to our values. True to our values. I'm telling you, the worst president in, and like I said a few days ago, if you got stock, oh, he's the greatest. If you're my 78-year-old dad, he's the greatest president in the world. Why? Because my dad's got millions of dollars worth of stock that's quadrupled during the Obama era. My dad's like, I could spend $500,000 tomorrow on a stamp. I could still live another 100 years with the money I have. People with stock, Obama's awesome. But if you don't got stock, he is the worst president. The worst president. Domestically, it's like the 60s again. It's like the 60s again, except black people vote. Black people make hundreds of millions of dollars a year playing basketball, football, singing about police brutality, president, black senators, congressmen, congresswomen, governors, mayors. And yet, Obama has created this environment where people go, yeah, look, we got a riot. We get treated like crap. We get nothing. You're comparing yourself to the 60s? This is our civil rights. What? You're comparing yourself to guys that got hung from trees for saying hello to white women? Are you kidding me? Every black player in the NFL is married to a white woman. Every black player in the NFL is married to a white woman, and they make hundreds of millions of dollars a year. And you're comparing race relations and the way we are as a country to the 60s? This is our civil rights. Are you kidding me? Obama created this. He created this victimhood, this feeling that every black person in America is oppressed. And every white person like me wakes up in the morning thinking, how can I oppress a black person today? How can I make sure a black person doesn't get a fair shake? How do I just stop, please? How do I just stop that black guy from breathing air? Literally, the only time I think of black people is when they're in front of my face on television or watching a sporting event or what. I mean, it's just something that doesn't cross my brain. I go, when I went to Denny's this weekend and the black girl waited on us, I didn't go, oh, look at this black girl waiting food on it doesn't enter my brain. I'm sure it enters some people's brains, but it doesn't for the majority of the American people. I'm telling you, the worst president in history. Okay? History. And when you listen to liberals like Chris Matthews go, I think he's going to be up there as one of the best. He's going to be up there in the top. He's going to be one of the best. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? I can't even get insurance right now. Okay? I can't get insurance right now. I got a pocket full of cash. I can't get insurance. You know why? Because it's not open enrollment. And I go, but I don't want Obamacare. They go, it doesn't matter. Because of Obamacare, you have an insurance company having to go through these systems. So at these certain times is when you can enroll. But I don't want Obama. It doesn't matter. But I want to buy my insurance. It doesn't matter. So right now, if my girlfriend starts bleeding from her vagina, okay, she starts bleeding from her vagina and I take her to the doctor, I'm going to get charged $50,000. Yeah, yeah. Okay, that's, yeah, Obamacare. Awesome. That's awesome. I want insurance and I can't even buy it. Yeah, one of the best. He's gonna go down right up there, right at the top. One of the best. The best. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? What are you kidding me? We're being attacked by Islamic jihadi animals, okay? And we're being, and that's overseas and here, but it's emanating from the Middle East. And we're being attacked in our country by Black Lives Matter. We watch them throw bottles at cops. We watch them. We watch them break windows. And we're told it's a peaceful protest. What? No, it's not. I'm in my car. I'm trying to get to work, but the 405 is closed down. That's not peaceful. Oh, God. Help me. Oh, Jesus. Jesus, baby Jesus, help me. All right, I got to go. I do. I got to go. I got to go take a break. And not just a break where I come back. I need to take a break. I need to be done for the weekend. Okay? I got to retool my I think I got to take my dog to the vet. He's got horrible allergies. He itches. Chews his feet. And like every month I got to take him to the vet. They give him a cortisone shot. I got to pay my damn phone bill. Phone bill is like $200 for two phones. How is this? How does this happen? Phone bill, it keeps going up. Seriously, it keeps going up. My phone bill keeps going. Hey, it goes up every month. It goes up. I go in there, I go, bro, why is my phone bill $240? Oh, well, you got this overage. What do you mean overage? I'm going to cancel this damn thing. You got to pay my phone bill. I got to take the dog to the vet. You got to go finish cleaning, doing the... At least nobody's cutting off my testicles and feeding them to me. It would suck. Literally suck. I'd be sucking on my own testicles. Who wants that? All right, listen. You guys have been great. It's been another phenomenal. And we didn't even talk about Trump and Pence. Mike Pence. That's going to be the VP. I don't know how I feel about it. I wanted the black guy. I wanted Trump to go, see? I got the black. Then I got Pence. He's all right. Out of him or Newt, I think I would rather have had Newt, even though Newt's got the baggage. I wouldn't have wanted Christie. Not that I don't like Christie, but I don't trust big fat people. Like big, huge, fat people. I don't trust them. And I don't trust big, huge, fat people who get their stomach stapled and they're still big and huge and fat. Don't trust that either. So I don't trust big, fat people. And I don't trust fat people who get their stomach stapled and they're still fat. And I'm not talking about chunky. Like, I'm chunky. Like, I'm I'm like beer chunky. I'm like 12 pounds of beer. I'm like another 5-6 pounds of eating because my girlfriend's with child. I'm talking about fat. Talking about Chris Christie fat. That's fat. And I don't trust people like that. I don't. Don't trust people like that. They're shifty. Fat people are shifty. They're not jolly. They're shifty. They're shifty. And when they get that stomach stapled, listen, I used to be friends with someone that's a big fat guy. This guy, Jerry, big fat, big slob, big fat, fat, fat. And he got his stomach stapled and he was still fat. Big fat. He would cheat. He would eat slider foods. The shady fat. So I don't know. We'll talk about Pence Monday. Pence and Trump. Trump-Pence ticket. Trump-Pence. Trump-Pence. Kind of looks like Roger from Mad Men, doesn't he? Doesn't he kind of with that pure white hair? Like pure white. That pure, like, it's not even gray, it's white. Put some contact lenses in his eyes, it'd be like an albino. He'll be like the guy, he'll be like Dar Robinson from Sharky's Machine with Burt Reynolds. He's the rabbit. I know, it's a very obscure reference. All right, listen, you guys have been great. It's Rob Zicari Show. Go to robzicari.com. Go there. You'll love it. Trust me, you're gonna be enthralled with our website. Go to my Facebook. I don't even know what the hell my Facebook is. I'll tell you what it is. Facebook. I don't get any. I get Facebook activity, but I should do more on Facebook, and I don't. And I know that. I know that we're going to do the live Facebook thing, so that's going to be coming soon. And anyways, it's Facebook.com/Rob Zicari Show. .com/Rob Zicari Show. So go to Facebook, follow us. Okay? Facebook, follow us. You'll enjoy it. Go there. Do whatever you do on Facebook. You, I don't know, push buttons and things like that. So go there. It's Rob Zicari. Rob Zicari Show. All right. We'll see you guys Monday. You rule. You are the best. The greatest fans in the world. Greatest listeners in the world. And we'll see you. Peace.